There you are. And again, but the weather's just going to be tremendous this weekend.
Because if it rains, it's not going to happen until Sunday. Is that what I'm hearing?
And that's, again, in the forecast for Monday, actually. So, but look for high temperatures around 80 this weekend. That'll be
okay. Well, what's the temps going to be Saturday night?
Well, the low is going to be 59, but that'll
that's the low.
It'll be in the upper 60s, lower 70s.
God,
it should be just ideal weather.
Oh man!
So there you are.
That's hardly a light wrap.
Yeah, just go out there and you get to wear your beanie.
Yeah.
With the blinky light on it.
That's right.
That's right.
I'll be competing with the red hat.
That's it.
Yeah.
So we call him Muffin Mitts up there.
Who, the red hat?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because he's wearing, like, red gloves on the sideline. Folks, I'm sure if you know who we're talking about, that's the person who decides when the game starts again, who stands over there on about the 20-yard line by the scoreboard.
He doesn't really decide. Somebody tells him his ear, you know.
But, that's when you know. Aside from that, you can just keep texting until he leaves the field.
So if you're, like, looking for a spot to go to the bathroom or something like that, if right before a punt, you look at that guy, if he's winding his arm right before a punt, that means they're not going to take a TV break, so you can't go to the bathroom then.
I don't know that people care that much.
Well, I bet I just told some people something that they didn't know.
The scoreboard generally will have some kind of probably be some input as to when you leave your seat, if you leave your seat. So last week, the National Toy Hall of Fame inducted two new toys. 695-1620. If you know, if you can name either of those two toys, 695-1620, it's like kind of trivia. It's news trivia, but, 695-1620 if you know the answer. And we'll give you like a bonus prize if you can answer in the next 30 seconds, because that means you probably didn't look it up. But anyhow, we have prizes for you. And after all, there are things going on around the area that won't be going on in a few weeks that might be of some value to you.
Yeah.
I think I know what the prize is.
Well, it could be that. It could be. It could be any of those things.
I got to see what you're giving away here.
What's the answer?
Hello? How about Light Bright?
Nope, that's not it. Thanks. 695-1620. The two new toys that were named to the National Toy Hall of Fame. 695-1620. Light Bright, that's the thing where you put the little pegs in, right?
And then it's
gonna
light up.
Yeah.
Hence the
name. Yeah, it's like Larry King's backdrop.
That's it. Hey, what's the answer?
Is it Viewmaster?
No, it's not. Thank you.
Oh, that's a good guess, though.
I think Viewmaster's already in the list. Hi, what's the answer?
Buzz Lightyear.
Nope. Thank you. Buzz Lightyear from Toy Story. Nope, not it. Hi there. What's the answer?
Slinky.
Nope, not Slinky. Slinky's already
in. Yeah, that's got to be back.
Two toys added to the National Toy Hall of Fame. They're like 45, 46 toys in the National Toy Hall of Fame now. What's the answer?
Mr. Potato Head?
Nope, thank you. That's already in there, I think. Hi, what's the answer?
Lawn darts.
That's not a bad answer. Lawn darts?
Not it. Hi, what's the answer?
Easy Bake Oven.
Nope, thank you.
Would yours and my kids have played with this, or Chase's kids? Or somewhere in between?
No, our kids.
Our kids would have played with this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, then I'm interested. What's the answer?
Justin Beamer toy.
No, that's not it.
Our kid.
And the other one is
That darn near means Chase would have played.
Hi,
with
what's
it,
the answer?
How about Legos?
Nope, not Legos. Uh-huh. Thank you. 695-1620. Two toys added to the Toy Hall of Fame. What are they?
Etch a Sketch.
Nope, thanks. Etch a Sketch already there. Hi, what's the answer?
Etch a Sketch.
Nope, thanks. One of them is a classic, and I'm kind of surprised not already in there. Hi, what's the answer?
Rubik's Cube.
Nope, thanks. I think Rubik's might be in it. We'll look. Hi, what's the answer?
Playing cards.
That's it. Playing cards.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. How about that? Can you imagine playing cards had not been in the Toy Hall of Fame?
Well,
that's amazing.
Did you look it up?
I did.
Yeah, that's okay. Who's this?
This is Gus.
I was going to say, it sounds like Gus.
Hey, that's Gus. Yeah, of course he looked it up. He knew exactly where to Google it. He really did. Gus Roman. All right, Gus, here's what I got. Hang on. Let me get it. I got it right here.
I'll drop it.
I got it. We got tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival. That's two more weeks. Is that right?
This weekend and Thanksgiving weekend.
Yep, I got two tickets for you to come get that, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, man. See you. Mm-hmm. All right, well, if somebody knows the other one, we'll see you real quick. What's the answer?
Game of Life.
No, that's it. It's the Game of Life. Exactly right.
Woo-hoo!
Back to back. Did you look it up?
Yeah, Google's wonderful.
It sounds like you're driving.
Excuse
too.
Me. Were you driving? Were you driving and Googling?
I was at a stoplight at the
time. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Long stoplight. Yeah.
Yeah. No quit. Now that's okay. All right. Who's this?
That depends on what city you're in.
This is Randall.
Randall who?
Walton.
All right, Randall. I got a $20 gift certificate for you to the Greenhouse Bakery and Cafe. It's good till the 3rd of December. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, man. See you later. That's it. Game of Life and playing cards again.
Yeah. Well, I never thought of playing cards as a toy. I mean, you don't think of them
me
as
either.
A toy.
But now, Game of Life, that's a fun game.
It is. Art Linkletter was on the $100,000 bill. Remember that? And what they...
Yes, I do remember
what
that
they did, which was pretty interesting, was at the beginning, you remember one of the first decisions you could make was either go to college or not go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now, I guess, would the Game of Life even have that in there? Oh, yeah, no, everybody goes to college. Everybody goes to college. Not that that's the way it needs to be, but it would be interesting to go back and I haven't looked at the Game of Life in probably 20 years, see if they changed it up in any way, shape, or form. Who was on the $10,000 bill, do we know?
Yeah. Salmon P. Chase was on the real $10,000
bill. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But anyway, stuff like G.I. Joe and Play-Doh and the Atari game system is in the Hall of Fame. I find that kind of interesting.
No.
What? Interesting? From a standpoint of it being an electronic game, and I guess that was probably the first electronic game. Because if you look in here, it's got a lot of things like yo-yos and marbles and teddy bears.
Keep
and
in mind,
Monopoly.
All right, before PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo, anything, the Atari was the first apparatus that brought video games to your home.
It did. It did.
On a massive scale.
And I guess that's the thing is, what will the next one be? And
well, are there video games like Pong or Pac-Man or the gorilla thing or anything like that? Are any of those in there?
Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong.
The gorilla thing.
Yeah. Well, the name didn't come
No, they're not. No, they're not.
They're not in there.
Now, here were the nominees, okay? Uh-huh. These were the nominees for the classic toy nominee. Light Bright, mentioned. Rubik's Cube, mentioned. The Magic 8 Ball is not in there. The Pogo Stick is not in there. This one isn't. Hot Wheels. Lots of kids had Hot Wheels. Cabbage Patch.
I drove many a mile on Hot Wheels.
That's what I mean. And one of my kiddos did too. I mean, absolutely.
I mean, I still have some of mine. They're in my garage right now.
Do you?
Yep.
The wheels lasted. I mean, those things were well built.
Oh, you know? they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, I hear you. Cabbage Patch Kids, they're not in there. The Game of Chess, the Dollhouse, and Dungeons and Dragons. Those were the nominees for the National Hall of Fame, and the two winners again were the Game of Life and Playing Cards.